Standing on an Appalachian mountainside, Della Robbia Turnbow's life changes forever when she witnesses millions of monarch butterflies turning the forest into a sea of orange flame. This extraordinary sight interrupts her journey toward an affair that would destroy her decade-long marriage to the good-hearted but plodding cub. At 28, trapped in rural Tennessee poverty with two young children, Della Robbia feels her dreams slipping away. College plans derailed by teenage pregnancy, she's desperate for escape from a life that feels increasingly unbearable. But as sunlight breaks through clouds, revealing butterflies covering every surface, their wings opening and closing in mesmerizing waves, something shifts within her. This unearthly beauty makes her planned affair seem foolish and small. In this moment of profound awe, she recognizes her life's cheap chain of events must end. The butterflies become both salvation and awakening, pulling her back from a disastrous decision while opening her eyes to a larger world beyond her limited circumstances. What begins as personal drama soon intersects with larger questions of climate change, scientific discovery, and the delicate balance between human needs and natural systems. The mountain becomes a turning point where small choices create ripple effects through time for Della Robbia, her family, and the butterflies whose unexpected presence signals profound ecological disruption. The Turnbow family operates within rigid hierarchies. Bear and Hester, Della Robbia's in-laws, own the sheep farm where she lives with Cub and their children. Bear makes unilateral decisions while Hester enforces gender roles, with Cub still deferring to his parents despite being 28. Financial pressures drive Bear's plan to log their mountainside to pay debts. When Della Robbia insists on inspecting the land first, the family expedition reveals the butterfly phenomenon. Bear dismisses them and suggests DDT, but Cub surprisingly stands firm, suggesting they wait, as people would probably pay to see these things. This small defiance marks shifting power dynamics. Since her butterfly encounter, Della Robbia speaks truths she previously suppressed, even challenging Hester when she credits God for good weather. The rural setting defines their existence: limited opportunities, religious community as social structure, and deep connection to land that serves as both blessing and burden. Kingsolver portrays this world authentically. The butterflies transform Della Robbia's mountain into an international scientific curiosity. Dr. Ovid Byron, a prominent entomologist specializing in monarchs, arrives to study this unprecedented event. Tall and passionate, he represents a world of knowledge Della Robbia has never encountered. Through Ovid, we learn the butterfly's presence signals ecological disruption. Monarchs normally winter in Mexico's Oyamel fir forests at specific elevations. Their appearance in Tennessee represents a catastrophic deviation, likely caused by climate change and landslides that destroyed their Mexican habitat. Della Robbia begins working in Ovid's laboratory, discovering monarchs' remarkable life cycle. Four generations span a single migration cycle, with only the fourth, super generation, traveling to Mexico where they have never been. She visualizes this as a living flow, like a pulse through veins. The butterfly's situation is precarious. They require specific temperatures for winter dormancy, and the mountain lacks spring nectar sources. Scientists race to document this population, knowing it represents a significant portion of North American monarchs. The monarchs are both biological specimens and symbols of transcendent beauty, their wings like flames and stained glass, embodying nature's resilience and vulnerability. The butterfly phenomenon makes Della Robbia an unwilling local celebrity. Reporter Tina Altner distorts her story into a sensationalist Our Lady of the Butterflies tale about a woman saved from suicide by a miraculous vision. Most disturbing is becoming the Butterfly Venus, her photo superimposed onto a famous painting and circulated online without permission, leaving her feeling violated as it spreads globally. The butterflies divide the community. Some see economic opportunities, while others interpret them religiously as blessing or punishment. Environmental activists protest logging, while climate deniers reject scientific explanations. Pastor Bobby frames environmental stewardship as religious duty. A visiting Mexican family reveals they relocated after landslides destroyed Angangueo, the monarch's traditional wintering site. Della Robbia realizes the butterflies were stolen from Mexico, connecting environmental disruption to human displacement. When she voices climate change concerns, neighbors respond with skepticism and talking points, creating tension even with Cub, who insists weather is the Lord's business. Working with Ovid's research team transforms Della Robbia. Initially hired for basic tasks, she demonstrates natural aptitude for scientific work, recording measurements, counting parasites, and weighing butterflies with precision. Ovid recognizes her intelligence and teaches her fundamental concepts, including the crucial difference between correlation and causation. This intellectual awakening parallels her emotional growth. She gains confidence in her observations and questions assumptions about her place in nature. When Ovid explains climate change, she connects scientific data to local patterns she's observed: unseasonal blooms, excessive rainfall threatening crops, and disrupted farming cycles. Her scientific work provides perspective on personal struggles. Studying monarch migration makes her life seem simultaneously smaller, yet more connected to larger systems. She sees human behavior mirroring nature, adaptation, resistance, and tension between individual and collective survival. Della Robbia's growing knowledge creates distance from Cub while deepening her connection with her son Preston, whose curiosity she now recognizes as a gift. In flight behavior, climate change manifests as visceral reality, affecting daily existence. Unprecedented rainfall saturates the Turnbow's land, transforming hillsides into treacherous slopes and fields into mud pits where crops rot. Destabilized seasons create cascading disruptions. Apple trees bloom in December. Winter arrives late, yet brings devastating intensity. These patterns threaten generational farming practices that have defined Appalachian life for centuries. Ovid explains they're witnessing a continental ecosystem breaking down, not anomalies, but systematic collapse. The monarch's panic migration offers no long-term survival strategy, and the 350 carbon dioxide threshold has already been surpassed. Socioeconomic circumstances shape environmental perspectives. Wealthy environmentalists preach about carbon footprints, while the Turnbows face impossible choices between survival and stewardship. Kingsolver avoids easy moral judgments, Bear's logging stems from potential foreclosure, and even climate deniers are portrayed with empathy. Through Della Robbia, we witness environmental consciousness developing through direct observation as she watches familiar patterns dissolve and grasps the implications of the monarch's displacement. Flight behavior examines adaptation in both butterflies and humans facing environmental and social change. The butterflies alter migration patterns, a desperate adaptation that may prove insufficient, while human characters adapt to economic and environmental shifts threatening traditional lifestyles. Della Robbia undergoes the most dramatic transformation, evolving from frustrated housewife contemplating infidelity to citizen scientist understanding complex ecological relationships. Her worldview expands from the size of a kitchen to encompassing continental migrations and global climate systems. The novel's final snowfall image captures this theme perfectly. Cedars flocked with white, holly trees enveloped in ice, while maples drop limbs like an angry drunk. Beautiful yet potentially destructive transformation mirroring global environmental changes. Della Robbia marvels at how clean everything looks, so fresh start, as neighborhood imperfections disappear under snow. This momentary beauty, though threatening the butterflies, embodies the novel's view of change as both destructive and creative.